6890 231 264 6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, January 15th, 2025 edition. Continuing on with this press conference from yesterday afternoon, Speaker Matt Hall announcing that Ann Bolin, State Representative Republican from Brighton, will be the chair, and Matt Maddock, State Representative down from the Oakland County area, is going to be the vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Maddock is from the Milford area. Well, now that the Republicans are in control, they control the budget. They control the purse strings. Democrat members were also mentioned, and to his surprise, State Representative Farhat from Dearborn will be the minority vice chair on the budget committee. Now, the Democratic caucus, you got to understand, this is a process, folks. Republicans have their caucus room. The Democrats have their caucus room. Had made a recommendation to Speaker Hall that he appoint Will Snyder, Democrat from Muskegon, to the minority chair, vice chair position. Well, Hall said he didn't even know it when he made his pick. The Democratic caucus never told him. Even several Democratic members had approached Matt Hall requesting the post. Well, during the press conference, the speaker slipped in the fact that he's seen the track record of the previous minority leaders, Regine Pierre of Canton, trying to punish members. Well, Hall said, the new speaker, Republican, said very simply, the Appropriations Committee have been charged with the priority to fix our roads without raising taxes. Then he mentioned, thank God they just found $1 billion. You have to be excited about that, Chair Anthony, Hall said. The next incoming chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Ann Bolin, said this next budget will be a principled budget based on principles. It will not be a political budget, meaning they're getting rid of all the woke agenda garbage that the Democrats financed in our last current budget. Bolin went on to say, just because the CREC reported on Friday that we have $1 billion extra that we didn't really anticipate doesn't mean we should spend it and that it's forever. Here in the state of Michigan, unlike Washington, we don't have the ability to print money here. Well, after Bolin and Maddock both spoke, Hall returned to talking about Puri on Off the Record on Friday's interview with Little Timmy Skubik's WKAR's TV show Off the Record. He brought up a point he made last week during a media roundtable, that the first change in the rules the Dems asked for would remove the earmark transparency rule. A lot of people think I should leak this document, but all you people in the press know I'm not a leaker. I'm not going to leak it. I really want to leak it, because if you guys saw the rules they wanted, you'd probably all become Republicans. Hall said he would be concerned if he was a reasonable member of the Democratic caucus that was trying to collaborate with him. He then said working through the Democrats' committee selections was a real problem. I had to sit down and actually think about how they could each contribute to this body without being punished by their leadership. Interesting. You see, the far left radical wing of the Democrat Party in Lansing actually will punish some of these moderate Democrats that Matt Hall chooses to put on these committees. They wanted Will Snyder from Muskegon. Hall says or claims he didn't even know that when he named Farhat from Dearborn. Is that now going to be a problem for Farhat? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Well, after some additional talk about finding $1 billion, fixing the road, getting rid of MEGA credits, Speaker Hall spotted Farhat in the room. Calling him out, said, "Hey, sorry to catch you off guard here," Hall said to him as he invited Farhat to the podium to address the press. Farhat did approach the podium and said, "I'm still composing what exactly to say right now. I see Chairman Anthony here, somebody I'm going to be leaning on for advice and guidance throughout the term," Farhat said. As Farhat started to walk away from making his statement, Hall stopped him and said, "Just a moment, Representative. I'd like to say a couple of things. Number one, I'm giving you this position to get input. And there will be a discussion on committee assignments. I think you have a good handle on your Democrat caucus. And I think that we want to work with you collaboratively to set up a committee that will help us work together to help the people of Michigan. I will give you the opportunity to give us that feedback." Well, Matt Hall just put State Representative Farhat from Dearborn in a very precarious situation. With Sarah Anthony sitting there, the senator from Lansing, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, that was a loud and clear signal, "I've chosen a moderate Democrat to work with. I'm not working with Will Snyder. I'm not working with any of these far left crazy Democrats. I've chosen the person I think that best can represent the Democratic caucus and do what's right for the people of the state of Michigan." And that's what he basically inferred in his press conference. Loud and clear message. Oh, yeah, very loud and clear. Well, the bottom line, when asked about eliminating wasteful spending, Maddox said Hall has done a great job with oversight. "There's going to be some oversight like you've never seen in this town, probably in 50 years, Maddox said, implying that they are going to make some major overhauls to the budget process. Well, the press conference lasted about 50 minutes, and it bumped right up to the legislative session. Later in the day, Puri announced the Democratic caucus recommendation for all committees that his caucus committee created, which clearly showed Snyder was their preferred minority vice chair for the budget. Farhat, however, was listed as a recommended member. Fury said that the Committee on Committees, chaired by Jasper Martis, Democrat from Flushing, followed a process that he was confident in. Fury said the committee operated independently of him. Well, Hall isn't using the Democrats' Committee on Committees model to make his appointments this term. Here he said that difference in approaches has created uncertainty about exactly what the outcomes will be. I can tell you what it's going to be. I already connected the dots on this one. Hall is going to divide and conquer the Democrat caucus. He's not doing what they want him to do. He's going to do what he thinks is best for the people of the state of Michigan. He's choosing moderate Democrats to work with and put them on these committees. In doing so, he'll probably get a lot of Democrat votes on Republican bills. He may end up being the bipartisan speaker that Republicans have been looking for in a long time. Jace Bulger, back in the day, Rick Snyder, a little bit of bipartisanship. But the other speakers, not so much. Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield, the previous speaker, who honestly, I can't even remember his name. That's how ineffective he was. Pretty partisan. This is going to be very interesting. With these committee assignments, he's basically ignoring the leadership of the Democrat Party and going with his choices. When asked, Fury was asked about Hall's decision to announce Fairhat's appointment without notice was an attempt to sow discord between the Democrats. You think? Fury said his caucus honed its process in a way that was fair and met the needs of their Democrat caucus, and Speaker Hall disregarded that. Behind the scenes, Democrats were caught off guard with Fairhat's decision, with that decision by Matt Hall. The internal discussion was about whether to suggest Snyder or former House Appropriation Committee Chair Angela Whitwer to be the minority vice chair for that post. Well, Hall disregarded all of it and went with Fairhat. A little bit of history about the budget committee. Little sideline story. Short break. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. Got a couple of text messages, housekeeping to do, comments coming into the show. Let's see. Oh, no. That goes way back. Clayton. I don't know, Trucker. I know some Pickford farm girls are definitely stronger than a lot of them city boys. Yeah, I was talking about Pete Hegseth in his testimony. Anita from Florida says, I loved it when Pete said, I'm not a general, to one of the women Democrat senators when she asked him a stupid question. Sorry, I'm not a general. That was excellent. I saw that too. It was funny. Joe and Brutus, definitely want to send you some more. I'm thinking of getting some more rear window stickers and give them to my local hardware store in Pelston for them to pass out. What do you think? Absolutely. Love Pelston area, Pelston Airport. Always make my right-hand turn there by the BP gas station. I believe that's Riggsville Road to go to Sheboygan. Would love to have some stickers in that hardware store. Absolutely. Talk to them. Find out, Joe, and text me how many, and I'll ship them out to you. Let's see. What other ones do we have? Those are stupid campaign ones. Officer Rick. He's working today from Genesee County as a school cop, listening to the show. Seems like Matt Hall is trying to unite the Republicans in Lansing. Not only the Republicans, they're all united. I think it was a major coup to put Matt Medic on appropriations. That brings the House Freedom Caucus into line on the budget. That's huge. But by naming Farhat the minority vice chair for budget, he's shaking up the Democratic caucus. 10 years ago, the minority Democrats wanted State Representative Brandon Dillon as the ranking Dem on the House Appropriations Committee. Well, then House Speaker Kevin Cotter said no, and appointed State Representative Pam Ferris instead. Well, Ferris declined, leading to her removal from the committee entirely, and all 11 Democrat members on the committee signing a letter declining to accept the position. So instead, Carter picked someone who wasn't even on the committee, Harvey Santana. I like Harvey. He's a really cool Democrat. Santana from Detroit said yes. So he basically split the Democratic caucus 10 years ago. Well, if the Democrats try a similar approach this year with Matt Hall and refuse to get behind Farhat and stand in unison behind Snyder, Hall could always turn around and pick an independent-minded Democrat. He could pick Karen Whitsett, Democrat from Detroit, that hit out in Matt Hall's office during the lame duck. He could say, fine, you don't want Farhat to be the minority chair? I'm going to appoint Karen Whitsett to that position. Committee on Committees group suggested Whitsett be on the Health Policy and Energy Committees. Well, if they play games, she might end up on the Budget Committee. If you're finding yourself wondering, when was the last time a speaker did not honor the committee assignment's recommendations for minority leaders, look no further than just 2 years ago when then-Speaker Joe Tate appointed Sarah Leitner for Minority Vice Chair Appropriations rather than Matt Hall's pick, who was former State Representative Andrew Fink. This tactic, this move, happened just 2 years ago. So is that basically tit for tat? You did it to me 2 years ago, now I'm doing it to you guys. But he's definitely, definitely dividing the Democrat caucus. I like it. I like it a lot. And I really like the fact that Matt Maddox will be vice chair of appropriations with Ann Bowen. I really, really like those choices. So I got to give him credit. Matt Hall, with his House rule changes, these appointments to these committee assignments, I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. Got to praise him when credit is due. So kudos to you, Hall, so far. But Trucker Randy's watching you. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan.